Going to speak to Aaron in Somerset in just a minute, 0345 6060 973. But first on the breaking news this morning, that Donald Trump has fired his acting attorney general just a matter of hours after she told Justice Department lawyers not to defend his executive order banning travel for people from seven Muslim-majority countries. LBC's US correspondent is Simon Marks. He's on the line from the States. Simon, good morning.
Hello, Darren.
Another story moving very quickly.
It's just incredible. Stunning developments here. I was talking with Ian Collins a couple of hours ago about whether we might witness the modern-day equivalent of the Saturday Night Massacre. That was the event back in 1973 when Richard Nixon fired the independent prosecutor who was investigating Watergate. Well, we have seen here tonight a Monday Night Massacre. Donald Trump, in the second full week of his presidency, firing the acting Attorney General Sally Yates. She was an Obama appointee, but her appointment was supported by a large number of Republicans in the United States Senate who voted to confirm her as acting Attorney General in a statement that appears to have been dictated by Donald Trump. The White House accuses Sally Yates of betraying the Department of Justice by failing to enforce a legal order. Now, just to be clear about this, the Justice Department is supposed to be independent of politics, and the order that Sally Yates gave earlier tonight to Justice Department officials across the country was that they should stop defending Donald Trump's immigration order in the courts because she was not convinced that it was legal. In other words, she was concerned that they couldn't meaningfully defend it because the order had never been checked with the Department of Justice before it was put into practice, and she was not convinced of its legality. He moved very swiftly to fire her, bring someone else in to replace her on a temporary basis while he tries to get his own pick for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, through the United States Senate confirmation process. But make no mistake, this is a real constitutional crisis now, with the President of the United States, in his second week in office, firing the woman who was heading the Justice Department and who herself was not convinced that his order was legal. He says it is, and so as far as he's concerned, that simply overrides everything, and as a result, he has changed the acting head of the Department of Justice.
So he's fired her, but does that automatically overturn her advice not to defend his executive orders? The fact he's now got Dana Buente, I think it is, who's now the acting Attorney General. Does Dana Buente have to countermand what Sally Yates said in order to reverse what Sally Yates said?
Well, she doesn't have to, but if she wants to be in the job for longer than about 4.5 minutes, she's got. I mean, I cannot imagine that Donald Trump would have appointed her as acting Attorney General to replace Sally Yates if she was not going to reverse that decision.
But it's not automatic. She has to actually say the advice has now changed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. She would have to countermand the instructions that Sally Yates handed down earlier today and tell Justice Department attorneys to start defending Donald Trump's immigration orders. And just bear in mind, these immigration orders have already been put to the test in at least four separate courts here, and they have failed the test in every court. Now, that doesn't mean that they will continue failing the test as they continue to get put to the test, but it certainly wasn't a particularly auspicious start for Donald Trump's experience with the judiciary. And let's just be clear, there are three branches of the U.S. government. The U.S. Constitution guarantees a whole series of checks and balances so that no president can be all-powerful. So you have the executive, which is the president. You have the legislative branch of government, which is Congress, the U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives. And you have the judiciary, which ultimately leads up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This will be seen by Donald Trump's detractors for sure, and I suspect by quite a lot of centrist Republicans, particularly those in the United States Senate. 39 of them, 39 of 52 Republicans in the U.S. Senate said they were either opposed to what Donald Trump had done on immigration or had grave concerns about it. And this kind of action, I think, will only further lead them to worry that the man in the White House is out of control.
And the White House itself, of course, talking about this, the holding up of the confirmation of Jeff Sessions, who is intended to be the permanent Attorney General. They talk about Democratic senators holding up his confirmation for strictly political reasons. Well, it does rather look, doesn't it, Simon, as if what we've seen from Donald Trump is a pretty nakedly, strictly political piece of manoeuvring that's taken place, to say the least.
Yes, I mean, let's be clear. The Democrats are holding Jeff Sessions up for political reasons. Some of them have real ethical objections to him becoming Attorney General of the United States. But look, Donald Trump is president of the country. He controls majorities in both houses of Congress. He absolutely has a right to decide who should sit around the cabinet table. And that, of course, doesn't mean that Jeff Sessions would necessarily argue that Donald Trump's executive order was legal. The big problem that Donald Trump has here is that even if you think, as many people do, these immigration restrictions were perfectly reasonable and a sensible thing to do, they have been put into practice so incompetently to issue an executive order without even asking the Justice Department to take a look at it to make sure that it is as legally watertight as it possibly can be is an amazingly amateurish thing to do. And no previous Republican president or Democratic president, certainly in the modern era, would have gone about doing things that way.
Well, this is, I think, one of the questions I was asking on the show yesterday, Simon, was does Donald Trump actually know what he's doing? Leaving aside the determination as to whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, the method that he has used to implement this idea is all kinds of extraordinary.